News from East Dulwich. Citizens on patrol. Call to arm citizens with speed guns. Your neighbours could be armed by the police in a bid to catch speeding drivers if a Southwark councillor gets his way. Armies of village vigilantes in high-vis vests up and down the country are already using speed guns to deter drivers, often mums on the school run, from breaking the speed limit. East Dulwich councillor Charlie Smith is now calling for volunteers to be trained in Southwark to point and shoot a speed gun at passing cars to help enforce the borough's new 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. Anything would help. If we could save one life, then the council has done a good thing, said Councillor Smith, who thinks the police don't have the resources to enforce the new speed restriction. In other community speed watch schemes, signs have been erected to warn drivers, who are tracked by one volunteer with a gun as the rest of the team scribble down car details on their clipboards. This information is then submitted to the police, who check their database to see if the culprit was driving legally. That's usually where it ends, though with a rare few getting a visit from officers to warn them about their speeding. The speed gun tooting as trainees are more of a fluorescent deterrent than have been shown to help reduce driving speeds. Councillor Smith also wants illuminated speed signs displaying a smiley or sad face, depending on your speed, to be placed in roads like Barry Road in East Dulwich, where he's seen cars doing 60 miles an hour on a residential street. I think it does have an effect on people because they try to get a smiley face, he said. A spokesperson for the Met Police said they support any projects that improve road safety and confirmed that the new 20-mile-an-hour speed limit across Southwark would largely be achieved through measures like speed bumps rather than police enforcement. It's expected that two speed guns could be made available to volunteers as early as the new year if Councillor Smith's suggestions are taken forward by his local Safer Neighbourhood team in December.